A couple years ago, legendary UFC fighter Israel Adesanya was sued by his girlfriend Charlotte Poudrel after their breakup for half of his net worth, despite the fact that they share no children and were never married. Adesanya and Poudrel only dated for one calendar year, but despite that, Poudrel claims that during this time she offered so much support to him and his career that she was entitled to half of his $15 million fortune in the court of law. As a history lesson, Izzy made his UFC debut in 2018, but had a professional MMA career since 2012, meaning his long-standing career dated back about a full decade before he even knew Poudrel. Now, it may be possible that during that year, Poudrel did offer a lot of emotional and possibly even medical support, but these demands for half of his total net worth were just made so much crazier by the fact that they never were married. Well, the courts have come back with a ruling, and they have decided that not only does Adesanya not owe Poudrel any money, but that Poudrel owes Adesanya for damages. In what appears to be the Uno reverse of the century, the courts have demanded that Poudrel must now pay Adesanya half of her net worth, which the courts estimate to be about $500,000. And this is what happens when you F around and find out. She really walked into that courtroom thinking that she was worthy of half of every cent he had ever earned. And the courts looked at her like, yeah? You think you deserve half just by existing as the significant other? Bet. Go ahead and give him half then. I just know of all of the brutal knockdown, drag-out cage matches this man has been in, this fight had to feel like one of the best victories of all of them. I hope courts continue to recognize and punish such obviously greedy and vexatious litigation like this. Because Izzy was actually scared. I saw that he was starting to transfer the majority of his wealth to his mother's name just in case. But ladies, remember, if there is not a ring on that finger, that man don't owe you nothing. And men, protect yourself at all times.